Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for recognizing the truth that sets us free. Let us relax into love. Let us be so grateful and so thankful for the love of God, for the truth that sets us free. Yes, yes, yes. So we place our hand on our heart and we open our inner eye and our inner ears to hear the truth, to recognize the truth. And we do this in partnership with the higher Holy Spirit self. We're remembering that which is worth remembering, which is that we are love and we are loved. We are grateful to recognize the love of God as our true identity. We are thankful to open our hearts and minds to have a healing. So any place where we have allowed ourselves to become enamored of a false belief, entrenched in a false idea, attached to a false identity, in love with a false God, we are opening our hearts and minds right now to remember the truth that sets us free. Taking this holy breath, we become wholeheartedly devoted to love and being loving. We're giving thanks that we can be patient, we can be kind, we can be generous and thoughtful and extend love to all of our brothers and sisters. We are grateful and thankful to open ourselves to the living, loving presence of God, to the absolute truth that is our healing. Oh my goodness. We are grateful and thankful to accept and to allow profound healing to ignite in our heart and mind today. We are truly becoming devoted. Daily devotion is ease and grace in our heart and mind. So we're having a healing, we're accepting a healing, we're allowing the healing, we are gratefully, gratefully extending the healing. In grace and gratitude, we share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we embrace the truth that sets us free. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. What a good day it is. We're still in this new moon phase. It's still the perfect time to energize your intentions and your aspirations for the next moon cycle, 28 days. I had a great day yesterday with my dear sweet soul sister, Rhonda Britton. We did new moon ceremony and we had such a great time setting our aspirations and just being in spiritual connection. It's so good to have our prayer partners and to connect and invest in our practice together. So refreshing. I love it. And this new moon is dynamic. I am totally on fire with this new moon. How great it is. How great it is. How good it is. And I'm so glad to share it with you. So, just a heads up. I'm telling you, Rhonda Britton is going to rock the house this week in Living A Course in Miracles, just like she did last time in the Living A Course in Miracles. So if you remember how dynamic and inspired she was, igniting the last entire series of Living A Course in Miracles, get ready for this one because I can tell this one is going to be off the hook. So we're having fun. And I am holding you in my heart, wholeheartedly living this life of truth and love together. Thank you for being my precious prayer partner. Have an amazing, beautiful, and blessed day. Living the love. The truth is setting us free.